good does Julio Jones look to you on tape?
Very good, man. Explosive. He break a ton of tackles after the catch. Lead the league in receiving yards, so he's very explosive.
He's pretty tough on the line, too, isn't he, physically?
Yeah, definitely. Bigger guy, taller guy. He's one of those big, tall, fast receivers. I mean, we got the total, one of those total package receivers, so definitely got our hands full with Julio.
You try and jam him up? Get physical with him early?
Hey, man, you just got to watch that tape and see what everybody else did, the people who were successful against him. And, hey, if you're going to have success, you better watch the tape and get a plan.
You can watch him on tape?
Always.
Is there a passing attack right now, one of the best you've seen so far?
Definitely. They've been running that offense for a while, so they've been doing what they do for a while now, so they're good at it. So they definitely one of the top in the league.
Can you handle him all by yourself, Julio?
Hey, man, I hope I can, if I have to. I don't know what the plan is, you know. Whatever the plan is, that's the plan. So, it's a task.
Stevens, the Falcons very often with the rotating schedule, but you, being in Tampa Bay for the first part of your career, probably have a little more exposure to this group. How much can you draw on previous experience going up against Julio, Roddy, et cetera, for this Sunday?
I mean, I played against him before, but I mean, I missed games against him. I played against him. They changed some things up. Some people got different roles. So, I mean, it's the same, but at the same time, it's a little bit different. So,
you get up for every Sunday game in the NFL, but
right.
Do you get a little more jacked considering the competition, the bright lights of Sunday night? You'll be going up against one of the best.
It's always, if it ain't Sunday night, it's Sunday. I mean, like you said, man, it don't matter, man. It's this certain level you get to before the game, and then we all going to be at that same level every Sunday.
Watching the film on the Falcons, and specifically Julio Jones this week, how much have you noticed that he's developed into just a great receiver in this league over the past couple of years?
A bunch. Like when he first came in the league, it still was kind of a Roddy White show over there. I mean, now Julio kind of took the reins as the number one receiver. Don't get me wrong, Roddy White's still in there, and he still does his part. But I mean, Julio kind of their go-to guy right now.
You've seen Matt Ryan over the years. I think you guys came in the same year. How has he developed and improved as a quarterback from 08 to now?
He improved a bunch, too. I mean, he came in the league good already. I mean, he came in, I think they went to the playoffs or something. So he came in the league and been successful since he's been here. But you definitely could see the maturity with like less interceptions and just control of the offense.
What has been the key over the first 3 weeks for you guys in the secondary? Stats show that you're having one of the best seasons in the league to start the season.
Just preparation, man. We get a game plan, get a great game plan for Matty P, Bill. So we just try to execute it, man. We just prepare ourselves.
If Julio is a handful, you don't mind getting some help from Devin McCourty over the top two?
Hey, man, whatever play they call, we're going to try our best to execute it, man. Whether it's me, whether it's 10 of us on him, we're going to try our best to execute the play, man.
But knowing he's behind you, does that give you more confidence?
We're going to try our best to execute it, man.